Welcome to the Mass Device Fast 5 MedTech News Podcast, the show that keeps you up to date on the latest breakthroughs in medical technology with the top five news stories to get your day started. I'm your host, Danielle Kirsch, and today I'm joined by my co-host, Sean Hooley. What's in the news today, Sean?
Well, today we'll discuss an AI imaging collaboration between a major company and a major hospital, cost-saving effort for CGMs at Senseonics, new milestones for yet another surgical robot, yet another big change at the top of 3M, and some details on a recall of technology used with Abbott's HeartMate left ventricular assist device.
So what's the first news story that we should know?
GE Healthcare and Mass General are expanding their collaboration to bring AI to imaging. It builds upon an existing partnership that the two entered into in 2017, a 10-year partnership.
So what is the goal of this partnership?
Well, the two began work on AI solutions after announcing that 10-year deal in 2017. They set out to explore AI across a broad range of diagnostic and treatment paradigms through sustainable AI development. Then late last year, they actually announced an effort to co-develop an AI algorithm that would increase operations effectiveness and productivity. And today's announcement highlights a plan to integrate medical imaging foundation models into their AI research work. So this partnership also has a strong focus on responsible AI practices as well.
So how can it transform healthcare?
Well, according to Mass General Brigham's Chief Data Science Officer, Dr. Keith Dreyer, the next wave of AI innovation has already reshaped the building and integration and use of AI. So the companies are sort of trying to help accelerate and introduce AI into a range of products. Now, GE Healthcare says that these foundation models could then transform healthcare by improving workflow efficiency and imaging diagnosis, calling them a reliable and adaptable foundation for developing AI applications that are tailored specifically to healthcare.
What are executives saying?
Parminder Bhatia, the GE Healthcare Chief AI Officer, said that adding foundation models to the research work allows them to take the next step of digital and AI transformation to develop technology innovations that better provide patient care and outcomes. Incorporating responsible AI practices into this phase allows them to commit to ensuring that the innovations adhere to guidelines, prioritize patient safety and privacy, and promote fairness and transparency across all applications.
And now we have some CGM news.
That's right. Ascensia and Senseonics distribution partners have announced a new CGM cost savings effort.
What are some of the cost saving initiatives here?
Well, this is an extension to the Eversense Payment Assistance and Simple Savings or PASS program for users of long-term implantable CGM. Under the expanded PASS program guidelines, eligible individuals pay $99 out of pocket for an unlimited number of six-month CGM systems, equaling out to an average monthly cost of $16.50 and a total out-of-pocket cost that comes in under $200 each year of CGM use.
So what devices are included in these cost savings?
Well, this program aims to help people in the U.S. access the Eversense E3 CGM made by Senseonics, distributed by Ascensia. Now, this 180-day CGM is an interesting sort of departure from the normal two-week wear CGMs we talk about from Dexcom and Abbott. It's an implanted device that requires two sensor insertion and removal procedures per year, offers a mean absolute relative difference, which is a measurement of CGM accuracy of 8.5%, and predictive on-body alerts also help to never miss a critical event.
How optimistic are executives about the future of the device and its use?
Rudy Toms, the VP of CGM for Commercial US at Ascensia, said that they are significantly extending the Eversense PASS program to provide major savings for people in the US beyond when they first try the six-month CGM to their subsequent Eversense CGM systems. They believe that long-term CGMs are the future, so they're pleased to further improve access and affordability of the device, allowing more people to experience the future today.
And now for another topic we talk about a lot on this podcast, surgical robotics.
Definitely. SS Innovations used its surgical robot in a mitral valve replacement procedure. So valve replacement is definitely a hot space like surgical robotics that we talk about often. And this appears to be a significant mark of progress for this particular robot maker.
Tell us about what this robot does.
It's called the Mantra System. It provides capabilities for plenty of different uses spanning cardiothoracic, head and neck, gynecology, urology, general surgery, and more procedures. It's got a modular 3D vision open console design with superior ergonomics, engaging machine learning models to improve safety and efficiency during procedures.
What can you tell us about these procedures?
Well, this procedure actually marks the world's first mitral valve replacement using this particular robot, taking place at a hospital in Bengaluru, India. Dr. Nitin Kumar Rajput performed the surgery, guided by Dr. Sudhir Srivastava, the SS Innovations founder and chair.
What do people think about the robot's performance?
Well, Srivastava, the founder and chair, said that the milestone procedure in India opens up new avenues for treating cardiac conditions, including the possibility of less invasive options, reduced recovery times, and better results.
What's the next news story that we have?
Mike Roman is set to move out of his CEO post at 3M, and the company has named a successor. More changes at the company ahead of the impending spinoff of the Solventum healthcare business.
Who's taking over, and what is some of their career history?
William M. Brown is succeeding Mike Roman as CEO effective on May 1st. Roman will stay with the company, shifting to the role of executive chair of the board of directors with the same effective date. Now, Brown previously served as the chair and CEO at L3 Harris Technologies, which is an aerospace and defense technology company. He was chair, president, and CEO of Harris Corporation before it merged with L3 in 2019. Having initially joined Harris in November 2011 as president and CEO, and before that, he spent 14 years at United Technologies Corporation in a variety of leadership roles.
Did Roman have any parting words?
Well, Roman said that Brown's strong track record as a CEO for a global technology company makes him the right leader for 3M, bringing a wealth of experience in strategic leadership, innovation, and operational excellence. He said he looks forward to working with him to build on momentum in his new role as executive chair.
What optimism does the new CEO bring to 3M?
Brown said he's excited to lead the company, noting that the company has made significant positive changes under Roman's leadership, and he said he's looking forward to building on that progress as CEO, as 3M continues to deliver for its customers, shareholders, employees, and communities around the globe.
And what's the final news story?
Final news story is that the recall of Abbott's HeartMate communication system is class one, the most serious kind. It's a product correction, not a removal, so it's not as though people need to have their heart implants replaced, but it's still a potentially very serious issue.
What is the reason behind this recall?
So Abbott warned of the potential for its HeartMate touch communication system for the LVAD to unexpectedly stop or start. The issues can occur if the touch system disconnects from the controller while running a pump stop command. When the HeartMate touch reconnects with the same or a new controller, depending on the status of the pump once connected, it will either stop or start. So if stopped when reconnected, the pump restarts. If running, a pump stop occurs and no alarm or indication exists to warn the user that that pump stop command still sits in the command queue. So using the affected system may lead to serious adverse health consequences like lightheadedness, sudden change in blood flow, loss of consciousness, and death.
How many devices have been recalled, and have there been any adverse reports?
In total, the recall affects 1,560 devices in the U.S. that were distributed between May 7th, 2020 and December 18th of last year. Abbott initiated the recall on January 3rd of this year, and the company has reported 8 injuries related to the issue, but 0 deaths so far.
What is Abbott recommending users do if they have these devices?
Abbott told users to follow the instructions for use when performing that stop pump sequence. They should not disconnect their controller, cables, or wireless adapter from the power module until the stop pump sequence screen with the red progress bar is no longer visible and the stop pump screen changes automatically. And they should not disconnect the pump during priming until the timer reaches zero, so the pump stops and a priming is complete message appears.
And that was the final news story that we had for today. So thank you, Sean, for bringing us the news and all of your insights.
My pleasure. As always, read more on the Mass Device website and check out the show notes at massdevice.com/podcast.
Connect with us online. I'm on LinkedIn at Danielle Kirsch, K-I-R-S-H. Where can they find you, Sean?
You can find me on LinkedIn Sean, S-E-A-N, Hooley, W-H-O-O-L-E-Y.
Subscribe to the Mass Device Fast 5 wherever you listen to podcasts and share this episode. Join us tomorrow for your daily MedTech News Roundup. Thank you for listening.